SafeInvestmentRadio.com.
In this day of economic uncertainty and soaring unemployment, safe investments are often hard to find. But investing in the precious metals is the safest investment of all, because gold and silver is real money. Government-printed currency is not. Call Melody Cedarstrom at Discount Gold and Silver Trading Company at 1-800-375-4188. Melody has been helping people secure their financial future for over 10 years. While others in the business claim honesty, Melody will deliver. Give her a call, 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
Welcome to another edition of what I call American Exposé. I'm Chris Gerner, speaking to you on the 3rd of March, 2005. Lots going on that isn't being covered in the news, although the papers are very, very revealing in certain respects. Certainly the situation with Terri Schiavo has received major attention from the media, meaning it gets in the news briefs section on the back page of the newspaper. Oh, my. We'll cover that a little bit tonight. Cover a lot of different angles and directions. In the Kyoto Protocol, the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change, they have headlines of the fact that UK refuses to budge on EU spat over carbon trade. Britain says it would have a strong legal case against the European Commission if the two sides go to court over changes Britain made to its emissions trading scheme. UK Environment Chief Margaret Beckett said on Wednesday. Airlines face cuts in ozone gases under new pact. Another article entitled Slicing Up Arctic History. UK stands firm in emissions role. Ministers too slow to combat climate change. India eyes role as big seller of pollution credits. Much going on there. The situation with our country, talk show hosts, individuals paying attention to directions, and I got into this afternoon on Melody's broadcast, the Discount Gold and Silver Trading Hour. that I do from 3 to 4 p.m. on Tuesday and Thursday, which will go to 2 hours starting next Wednesday from 3 p.m. I'm sorry, next Tuesday from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Central Time. We will do 2 hours live Tuesday and Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. It will be archived. You can go to WBCQ.com and catch it on the Internet. And I'm certain that it will be archived as well. Starting next week, go to 2 hours on the Discount Gold and Silver Trading Hour from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Central Time starting next Tuesday and Thursday. We see here that the fact of the matter is that the Middle East mess is increasing threefold and fourfold. We see Lebanese government falls, 25,000 protesters march on the parliament forcing out the pro-Syrian premier. How do you get into this? How do you understand what they're saying when you're not there to understand what's going on? I see here Haitian police kill two protesters. Police on Monday fired at peaceful protesters marking the one-year anniversary of the ouster of former Haitian President Jean-Bertrand Aristide, and at least two people were killed and nearly a dozen were wounded. Listeners, we wanted him out before. President Clinton made sure he went back in the 1990s, and now he's out again. What does that mean? What does that foretell? The people of Haiti may be somewhat awake to the situation. The UN was there. Maybe they're still there patrolling in their blue berets and their white vehicles that is never publicized to us in America. Because to see white UN vehicles from our eyes in America would be very, very foretelling for the future. I covered some of the Global Neighborhood this afternoon. And in the foreword, they were talking about the fact that this system they're talking about is not a government, a world government. And that's a bold-faced lie. The UN system is striving to become a world government. And there's no doubt in my mind that that's the case. And for people not to realize that this is what's being engineered and to listen to what they say, that they're not trying to be a world government, is just a bold-faced lie. This is the situation we live today. Is the bloodshed going to be pouring out in America today? Why would it? When you have non-governmental organizations implementing the whole system of the UN system, we have the State Department part of the UN system implementing the direction of the United States mission to the United Nations. You have World Heritage Sites. You have things being created by Congress. You have implementation of this whole system, and nobody knows it. Nobody realizes it. What is going to be the ultimate goal here is to merge this country with Russia and Communist China, to merge Communist America with Communist Russia. Okay, let's do it this way. To merge communitarian USA with communist or democratized Russia with communist China. The three countries merging together. Does that sound too far-fetched to some of you? It's only because you don't have a clue about the research that needs to be done. That's the bottom line. The secret containers coming back from communist China with slave labor products in them, going back to communist China with raw materials to build more slave labor products, just like I said this afternoon. It's very obvious to me that everything going on can be done without firing a shot in this country. However, there are other directions going afoot. And this tells a lot of what could be happening in the future. According to Andy Adame, he's with the U.S. Border Patrol in Tucson, he told NBC Channel 4 that, quote, people are going to get hurt, end quote. And what are we talking about? The Minuteman vigilantes going to the border starting April 1st. And what is this Gilchrist who told NBC4 State? I'm not sure who Gilchrist is. Maybe we'll know more as we go along. Quote, I struck the mother lode of nationalism. I thought it would be lucky to get 12 volunteers. In 6 months, I've got about 500 volunteers. What are these 500 volunteers thinking about with what they're engineering and trying to do in patrolling our borders? Do they understand that there's been a UN system implementing itself over the last 13 years between the borders to abolish the borders? Border Region 24, let's see, Border Region 21 was the first one. Border 21 was the second one. Now, according to Darren and his research, it's Border 2012. Ultimately, no more borders. That's what it's all about. So, according to Mara Salaventras, to take on the Minuteman vigilantes, dated March 3rd. And where is this going to take us? It looks like there's going to be a showdown at OK Corral on April 1st in Tombstone, Arizona. A high-level leader of the Mara Salaventras, Ebner and Vel Rivera Paz, has issued orders from federal prison to members of his extremely violent organization to teach the Minuteman vigilantes a lesson they will never forget. La Voz de Aztlan has learned. So here we have the setup for the major confrontation between North and the South. South being Mexico, North being America, or what's left of it. The Mara Salaventras MS-13 are a consequence of USA policies in Central America and are just another example of the, quote, the chickens coming home to roost, end quote. Its members are the sons of immigrants from El Salvador and other Central American countries that were forced to flee because of the CIA-instigated war during the Reagan administration that completely destroyed the physical, economic, social, religious, and cultural infrastructure of the region. Regionalism, I see. MS-13 was founded in Los Angeles by the offspring of the Immigrants for Protection. Later, many of the members were deported back to Central America, where they expanded their operations and joined up with former members of the Farabundo Marti National Liberation Front, the FMLN. Today, the Mara Salaventras have grown immensely in numbers, and their network has expanded through Mexico all the way to Canada. The extremely violent group controls large portions of the drug, stolen vehicle, and immigrant smuggling operations along the U.S.-Mexico border, and will not put up with clowns like the Minuteman vigilantes. The amateurish Minutemen may be in for a big surprise on April Fool's Day, and on the subsequent days that they plan to patrol in the border with Mexico in Arizona. The Mara Salaventras, I suppose that's the proper pronunciation, are known to cut the testicles of their enemies and feed them to their vicious dogs. Other times, they have cut the heads off their opponents to play football, soccer with them. These are not people to mess around with, they say. There's a very good possibility that very few cowardly Minuteman vigilantes will show up on April 1st in Tombstone, Arizona. The principal incubels organizing the event are known as to be more loudmouths. The morons think that they will be just having some fun in the sun, hunting down defenseless Mexican migrant workers, but instead may meet up with the devil himself. Satan has a very warped sense of humor, and April 1st would be an excellent day to express it. Interesting. What are we seeing here? The conflict of two sides going at each other over the situation that's being allowed to happen because of the UN system that we're a part of. And it's all engineered. The conflict between North and South. is engineered. Who's going to come in to stop it? Where is it going to stop? Is it going to stop? Is it going to get bloody at the border? You have to have two sides of the situation to create violence. And then what are the reasonings behind what's going to happen in the end? Are we all going to be disarmed because of this vigilante group patrolling the borders, which Glenn Spencer has been promoting to have happen for over 10 years? Glenn Spencer, American Patrol. Voice of Citizens Together. Another group Glenn Spencer formed to reap money from the pockets of the American people. Anybody wants to argue with me about this, they're welcome to call in. 559-781-3773. 559-781-3773 is the number. The Hegelian dialectic works in many, many manners. Glenn Spencer has never connected the UN dot to this. Anyone that doesn't connect the UN dot to this is insane and ignorant and stupid. And that's the point that I honestly keep making over and over and over again. Those that do shows, that don't connect dots, that don't go to websites to see what's being implemented, whose side are they really on? What is their personal vendetta? What is their personal desire? What is their reasoning for doing what they're doing? If you don't connect the proper dots to understand what's happening right in front of your very eyes. And this is what's going on. So we're going to have, and certainly the Reagan administration was no piece of cake, and today he's touted as being the great hero. The great hero. You've got to be joking. Ronald Reagan was, well, look what he put in as vice president, George Herbert Walker Bush. He put many members of the Council on Foreign Relations into his cabinet. Whether he had any say in it or not, that's another story. That's beside the point. Because understanding this is everyone's responsibility. So here I see in the paper, dated March 1st, Terry Schiavo's parents asked a judge Monday to allow the severely brain-damaged woman to divorce her husband, accusing him of adultery and not acting in his wife's best interest. And that's obvious. It was one of a flurry of 11 motions filed by Bob and Mary Schindler, who have less than 3 weeks to find a way to keep her daughter alive. Why shouldn't they be allowed to keep their daughter alive? What in the world gives this country the right to take the life of a daughter away from their parents, no matter whether they're married or not? Marriage is being destroyed. The bond of marriage is being destroyed, and the wife always wins in the divorce case. This is a complete turnaround with the Terry Schiavo situation. And apparently she was pretty well beaten by her husband to get into this position. Apparently, according to certain sources. What we see here from Christian Wire Service, dated March 3rd, the National Right to Life Committee, the NRLC, is calling on Congress to enact a bill to be introduced by Representative Dave Weldon, M.D., that would give the Schindler family access to a federal court to argue for the life of their daughter, Terry Schindler Schiavo. Quote, Congress can act to assure a federal court hearing on whether or not Terry will die of starvation and dehydration, end quote, said Lori Kehoe, congressional liaison for NRLC's Robert Powell Center for Medical Ethics. You know, she's going to starve to death. Do you know what would happen if we had a dog and we starved it to death? And what's the reasoning behind this? Because she's supposedly brain dead? That is proven wrong. That is not the case. Evidently, he hasn't even allowed her to have baths or brush her teeth. He's being very cruel to his wife, having been with a woman for over 10 years with two children, wanting to remarry. Well, that woman that Michael Schiavo, I believe his name is connected to, she should be very, very afraid down the road. Because if this man did it to this first wife, what is it going to keep him from doing it to his next wife? That is utterly insane. Quote, a proceeding known as the writ of habeas corpus, which is protected by the U.S. Constitution, has been used for centuries to give a hearing to those whose liberty has been constrained by state courts in violation of the Constitution or federal laws. We call on all citizens to immediately contact their U.S. senators and representatives and urge them to support Representative Weldon's bill to amend the Habeas Corpus Act to allow its use with a or when a state court orders denial of food or fluids in cases like Terry's, end quote. I don't want to deal with this too much longer because at this point in time, you're hearing it from many sources, I'm sure. But I want to just put my two cents worth into this. This is utter insanity. Let the parents have their daughter. This is sick, stupid, ignorant. And yet this is the life we live today. We live in the land of ignoration. We live in a land where the agenda for the 21st century is the biggest secret on the face of the earth. Nobody knows. Nobody researches. Nobody talks about it. No one's concerned. And that's just absolutely insane. Insane. As our military goes over and does its thing for the UN system, stupid Americans, President Bush is considering joining European leaders and offering economic incentives to Iran in exchange for abandoning its nuclear fuel program. But he has no timetable for a decision, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice said Monday. Condoleezza Rice. What a piece of work she is. The Bush administration has opposed any rewards for Tehran's cooperation. During the president's trip overseas last week, European leaders urged him to join them in offering incentives, such as possible membership at some time for Iran in the World Trade Organization. Oh, yes, wouldn't that be just wonderful? Bring them under the umbrella of the WTO. The other WTO, the World Trade Organization, is one. The World Toilet Organization is the other. Are there any other WTOs out there? Maybe so. But you try and tell people that there's a World Toilet Organization out there and they think you're joking. Ha 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 ha. You've got to be kidding. Ha ha ha. Look it up for yourself, fool. See it for yourself. And then come to your own conclusion. Here we see in the Iraq and the War on Terrorism, dated today, March 3rd, in the newspaper. Talks aimed at forging a coalition government faltered Wednesday over Kurdish demands for more land and concerns that the dominant Shiite alliance seeks to establish an Islamic state. The snag delayed the planned first meeting of Iraq's new parliament. What else is new? This will continue to be a mess. Here we see violence claims Iraqi lives. The snag in the negotiations between Shiite and Kurdish leaders in northern Iraq came as clashes and two car bombings in Baghdad killed at least 14 Iraqi soldiers and police officers, the latest in a relentless wave of violence since elections January 30th. Keep in mind, House Republicans will propose tackling about $1.8 billion in extra defense spending under the $81.9 billion package President Bush wants for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. And this is according to data obtained by the Associated Press, or the Oppressive Associations, the controlled media. $81.9 billion for war in the Middle East that was never declared, just like the Vietnam War was never declared, just like the Korean War was never declared. But we lost 54,000 in Korea, 58,000 in Vietnam, and 15,000 so far in Iraq. How insane does it continue to be? Only ever so more than the past. Aren't we getting tired of people killing each other? Aren't we getting tired of the people killing each other for the Federal Reserve banking system to bring us into the corral called the UN system? I'm just so fed up. I'm just so fed up the way things are being engineered today. I've been fed up all my life. I've seen it grow. I've seen the structure come into place. I see how it's being maneuvered and manipulated. And I certainly understand why it's being done. And I have all my life. Is God going to change it? Is God going to come and sweep us away and save us? Not in your life. This is your responsibility. This is your country. We can't control the Middle East. We can't control Asia. We can't control China. We can't control anywhere else but this country. With the State Department doing its thing, implementing the U.S. mission to the United Nations, how do we stop what's being driven on us and at us? How do we stop a corporate structure going global and multinational to outsource jobs overseas to bankrupt us here? That is the question. Let's see. Speaking of that, out of London, dated February 22nd from the UPI, South Korea's decision to sell most of its U.S. government bonds triggered similar moves in East Asia and hammered the U.S. currency's value. South Korea's action was mimicked by at least Taiwan, another economy that holds a huge amount of U.S. government debt, sending the dollars to new lows, CNN reported on Tuesday. We're dealing with February 26th as the date for this information, listeners. In London, the euro soared against the dollar to 1.3216, up from 1.3065 late Monday, as the dollar sank against Japan's yen, 103.87 from 105.57. The benchmark 10-year note lost 2/32 of a point to 97-26/32 to yield 4.27%, up from 4.26 late Friday. Numerous economists have been warning the U.S. balance of payments deficit and budget deficit, both at record levels, are exposing the dollar to extreme downward pressure. Oh, but people aren't concerned about it. It hasn't affected them yet. Hasn't affected them yet. It's affecting them all the time. The high price of the cost of living, which will become higher. Thank you.
is going on? Stay tuned to FirstAmendmentRadio.com to find out first. And on satellite at Galaxy 13, Channel 16, Audio 7.70.
Could the honeybee be an accident? The answer is next on today's Creation Moment. And now, here's our Creation Moments host, Ian Taylor.
One of the reasons many scientists don't accept evolution is that it is impossible to explain even the simplest of the incredible designs we find in creation as the work of a mindless, impersonal force. Imagine the challenge of explaining the many specialized features of the honeybee as the work of no one. The honeybee has compound eyes which enable him to navigate by the sun, even on cloudy days, because it has a built-in polarized light filter. The antenna of the honeybee contain both his sense of smell and his sense of touch. For this reason, they must be carefully cleaned. So the honeybee has special grooves in his front legs, which are perfectly designed to clean them. The honeybee also has hairs on his body to collect pollen and baskets on his rear legs to carry it. He also has special glands for producing, shaping, and cleaning off wax. When he returns home with news of a good pollen source, the honeybee has a language which he can use to tell others about it. Not only is the honeybee a huge collection of special features united together, but he also lives in a hive which unites thousands of individuals so that they all work together like a single organism. It simply goes against everything we know from science to suppose that millions of years of unplanned accidents could design and build the honeybee.
To get a complete set of transcripts from Creation Moments programs, ask about the book Letting God Create Your Day when you visit us online at creationmoments.com. And join us again for another Creation Moment, proclaiming evidence of God's truth.
Record budget deficits, bankruptcies galore, and the U.S. dollar is at an all-time low. With today's gloomy economic outlook, safe investments are often hard to find. For over a decade, Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver Trading Company has been helping people secure their future by investing in the precious metals. Melody has the honesty, integrity, and experience that is often lacking in the precious metals business. Let her put it to work for you. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
I tell you, it's just amazing how things are being manipulated and maneuvered, and how we just accept the fact that our sons and daughters are supposed to go off to seas and fight this war for democracy and freedom that was undeclared. Totally undeclared. Sick, sick world we live in today. Everyone's sick out there. Every single one of us are sick to certain degrees. And I'm sorry to say this, but I'm fed up. After all these years of trying to wake up America, I am just totally fed up with the ignorance and the stupidity of people all over the place. No draft, no way. Reinstatement of the draft is likely soon, despite what the politicians say. We must begin now to build a movement to stop the draft before it starts, according to NoDraftNoWay.org. The U.S. military is in a quagmire in Iraq, facing a national popular uprising against the occupation. Although the U.S. has 138,000 soldiers, supplemented by as many as 20,000 mercenaries, that's ridiculous. Our military are mercenaries, people. Our 138,000 soldiers are mercenaries in Iraq. This force is not sufficient to defeat the uprising. According to the Associated Press, military officials have been recently admitted that the resistance numbers more as high as 20,000 and has enough popular support among the Iraqi people that they cannot be militarily defeated. What did I say when this first started? Same thing that what they're saying right here. This was never going to have an outcome. But the UN's in control. The UN's there. The UN's implementing Agenda 21 in Iraq. This article says, nevertheless, President Bush is committed to trying to maintain the occupation and is threatening to launch new wars against Iran, North Korea, and Syria. How stupid is that? Unless you want to take this country down and merge it with Russia and Communist China, then there's a reason to eliminate more of our military to put us in a position of ultimate weakness. Yes, we have nuclear-powered submarines that are probably saving our butts right now. That's the big factor. We have nuclear-powered spaceships, according to Popular Mechanics, that go 350 miles into space, that run on nuclear power, that are very efficient, that can stay in space for months on end, just like the submarines can stay underwater for months on end. What is the space program all about anyway? Why do we have a space station? Why do we have an international space station? Why are we allied with Russia on this space station? What is its ultimate purpose? To explore the heavens? You've got to be joking. Back to this. Out of 10 Army divisions, part of all of 9 of them are either deployed in Iraq or Afghanistan. 21 out of 33 regular combat brigades are on active duty in Iraq, Afghanistan, South Korea, or the Balkans. That's 63% of the Army's combat strength. This means the Army is extremely overextended. Military experts agree that in order to maintain long-term mobilizations, an Army needs twice as many soldiers at home as deployed. That means the U.S. Army is more than 100,000 soldiers short. The Bush administration has been trying to fill the gap with Reserve and National Guard troops, but this is a temporary fix at best. And in the meantime, what do we have? The Minutemen going to the border to patrol our borders. How stupid is this? How insane is this when the wars for national liberation coming from the South will come to this America? And the blood will flow as a result of this type of skirmish. You bet. Are we going to be invaded? We've already been invaded. Is Communist China going to invade us? Why would they? They're making too much money off this country. There's an executive order in 1992. I've talked about it before. Infrastructure privatization. Executive Order 13102. Which allows any part of the entities of this country to be bought and sold if the money's there to buy it. Foreign entities can be buying up parts of this country right now. Foreign entities could be owning most of this country right now. And that's the setup that we live today. America, we are living a life and an illusion that will come to an end someday. When? I have no idea. Meanwhile, official U.S. foreign policy is now the doctrine of preemptive war and regime change. Wherever a leader runs afoul of U.S. corporate interests, they say, baloney. It's not U.S. corporate interests. It's the U.N. system, stupid. That's the whole point. These people are talking about U.S. corporate interests. Hogwash. It's the U.N. system. Because our federal government is a corporation. The entire asset is a corporation. I have that information here. I've given it to you in the past. It's just like the Secretary of the Treasury being the U.S. governor of the IMF. Every country has a governor in the IMF. Darren Weeks' research proved it. Every country has an alternate as a governor of the IMF. Our alternate in the IMF is Alan Greenspan. Well, gee, isn't that surprising? Alan Greenspan, chairman of the Federal Reserve System. How can this be? How can we be so stupid? Because we were never taught. We were never taught the truth and the facts. We were never given the right information. We've been in a dumbing down process since the 1930s. Those that homeschool their children should homeschool their children. Because if they don't homeschool their children, they will regret it. And that is a sad commentary to have. Homeschooling is a burden. But what are you going to have, dumbed down children or smart children? Here we see, dated today, Alan Greenspan urges action on reforms. He prodded Congress Wednesday to curtail the cost of health and retirement benefits promised to baby boomers, quote, sooner rather than later, end quote, giving a fresh boost to President Bush's embattled call for personal accounts under Social Security. The Fed chairman made his remarks, and what are they? Quote, we owe future retirees as much time as possible to adjust their plans for work, saving and retirement spending, end quote. Greenspan is an ultimate buckaroo, suggesting an urgency that dovetails with Bush's call for action this year on Social Security before its financial situation worsens. The Fed chairman made his remarks as the White House signaled a new determination to push for Social Security legislation this year and fresh flexibility on the details of any bill. Treasury Secretary John Snow told reporters that while Bush continues to favor personal accounts funded with payroll taxes, the administration is open to add-on accounts established outside traditional Social Security. What does that mean? Our Treasury is the IMF. Our Treasury determined itself into the IMF, the International Monetary Fund of the United Nations. How many people talk about this? How many people document it? How many people cover it? That's what I've turned into after 8 years of broadcasting. A frustrated talk show host, knowing the truth when most don't have a clue, don't care to have a clue, have their own agenda, have their own desires, selling their own products to get you on board to buy them. Well, what do I have to sell you, listeners? The whole reason why I come on the way I do is because, first of all, I'm not going to pay to educate you. I used to pay to educate you. I went broke paying to educate you. Not anymore. Not anymore. God's will has brought some help back to me. But I'm not going to pay to educate you. I don't have anything to sell. Other people have to do this. I'm trying to form a cadre of people working together, which I've been trying to do for years. And this is what's needed. I can't be discounted with my documentation. I'm not arrogant. I'm just telling you the facts. I don't need to be conceited. I have enough in my life to be proud about and disgusted about, just like everyone else. But I do know one thing for sure. My information cannot be discounted, cannot be erased, cannot be vilified. And if I connect the dot back to the UN system all the time, it's only because that's the way it is, and nobody seems to care. The UN system is being implemented. Why would they have a big war in this country when everything's being done without firing a shot? Why? As we're becoming more and more dependent on foreign food, will we be in a position to be in a starvation situation in the future in order to disarm? You want to eat? Well, you turn in your weapons and you'll eat. What weapons do you have? We need to inspect your house to see what weapons you have. And if you buried them somewhere on your property, well, we have metal detectors to find those weapons. See, that's what they did when communist China fell. I'm sorry, when free China fell to communism. And Chiang Kai-shek and his group and his countrymen went to Formosa. They wanted to take back their country, but the State Department wouldn't give them the arms to do it. They gave them arms, but they didn't have the firing capabilities to shoot. Just like what we did to South Vietnam after we left. We stopped giving the bullets to their guns in South Vietnam, so henceforth they lost their country. And what did we get? Boat people. There's communities of Vietnamese in America. They did not want to leave their country. They are here because they were forced out of their country. However, they did not want to leave their country. Most people that come to this country from other parts of the world do not want to come to this country, most of them. But their countries have been decimated to make them refugees, to bring them here. And that's the bottom line. That's what we live with today. A scenario set up for us, at us, and to us. To accept what we're being told. And between you, me, and the fence post, I'm pretty fed up with it. I'm sorry it's happening. I have something for you here. It should close out the broadcast tonight. A fellow named Paul Weinberg wrote something from the Interpress Service October 19th of last year. I'll see where it goes. Let's see what he says. Global agreements threaten media privacy. He says the growing use of international treaties to bypass the will of national parliaments by bodies waging the so-called war on terrorism increasingly threatens civil liberties and freedom of the media, warn policy and privacy advocates. When U.S. officials reportedly, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, though the agency denied it Tuesday, last week sought to gain access to computer service hosting websites of independent media centers, or Indie Media, a worldwide alternative citizen-based news network. It was in response to a request by the Swiss police under the Mutual Legal Assistance Agreement. The treaty establishes procedures for countries to collaborate in investigations regarding international terrorism, kidnapping, and money laundering. It is less clear if the temporary seizure by the FBI of the two servers at the London, England office of Rackspace, a U.S. internet operation based in Texas, was conducted under the agreement, since U.S. companies are subject to U.S. law worldwide, says Ian or Gus Hussein, or actually could probably be pronounced Hussein. A visiting fellow at the London School of Economics and a fellow at the organization Privacy International in the United Kingdom, quote, the challenge then arises, did Rackspace break UK law? Where were UK law enforcement officials in all this, end quote. Hussein said in an interview from his London office, quote, and the $64 million question is, why did all this cooperation between countries take place? When we are still uncertain as to whether any laws were broken in any of these countries, end quote, he asked. Hussein cites the 2001 Council of Europe Cybercrime Treaty as a prime example of policy laundering in which national governments use global treaties to force their parliaments to pass what otherwise might be unpopular measures. All the signatories to the Cybercrime Treaty, which include Canada, the United States, which has not ratified the agreement, and European Union countries, are obligated to have their legislators pass lawful access laws that give the police increased power to seize records of email messages by people under criminal investigation, as well as force Internet service providers, ISPs, to store transmission data for a period of time. Canada officials in the Department of Justice in Ottawa have justified passage of the first two pieces of legislation on lawful access because of this country's treaty obligations. But Hussein suggests this is a dangerous argument since, quote, Canada helped write the Council of Europe Treaty. This is the most annoying thing about this, end quote. Further, he adds, very little debate has occurred on the merits of lawful access outside the telecom industry, which is expected to upgrade its equipment to handle increased police interception of internet communications. Quote, the countries that have ratified the treaties to date never had a conversation within their own countries about lawful access, end quote, says Hussein. Among the lobbyists for lawful access has been the Canadian Association of Chiefs of Police, CACP. Quote, with the increased use of technology by the criminal element, a lot more of our work is being done through technology, whether it be internet or voice over IP or wireless lines, end quote, Superintendent Thomas Grew of the Edmonton Police Service, a CACP spokesperson says. How much more time are we going to be able to get the facts out to you to try and get you to get others to educate themselves to make a difference? This is the point of the problem. I don't think I need to go any further with this. Interpress Service. If you want to see the rest of this, I would suggest you go to globalpolicy.org. That's globalpolicy.org. I'm not absolutely positive they're on our side, but it doesn't make any difference. And under the guise of Homeland Security and this UN system that's throughout the world, they want to clamp down on all sorts of information that is derogatory to the UN system, derogatory to totalitarian government, derogatory to communitarianism in America, derogatory to Communist Party USA. This is the mess we're in today. Nevertheless, they want to rewild America. Nevertheless, we're being moved and maneuvered into accepting things that we don't even want, like more highways. More highways for the NAFTA corridors. Where is this going to take us in the long run? It's going to bankrupt us. It will bankrupt us to no end. America's Superhighway Coalition used to be the NASCO, the North America Superhighway Coalition. Now it's called North America Super Corridor Coalition. You learn about this by going to the website, AmericanExpose.com. Go to the NAFTA corridors and learn the fact that Secure Trade and Transportation Tracking Project receives $1.5 million in federal funding. $1.5 million. Where could that money be better used in this country, listeners? Once again, Secure Trade and Transportation Tracking Project. Secure Trade and Transportation Tracking Project receives $1.5 million in federal funding. NASCO, the North American Super Corridor Coalition, welcomes a new member, the law firm of Strasburger and Price. The NASCO corporate office relocates. The North American Convergence Summit, May 11th through the 13th, 2003, and May 11th through the 13th, 2005. You can learn about Hemisferia San Pedro, 2005. You can learn about all this on North America's Super Corridor Coalition that used to be NASCO's Superhighway Coalition. It's now the Super Corridor Coalition. We are in the midst of the transformation of our country. We're in the midst of losing our ability to travel. We will be in a situation where we will be in the cages and the animals will be looking in at us someday. You that have families will thoroughly regret the future if you do not get active with your families and others about researching and educating our representatives, local, state, federal. Also, NASCO continues work on the Inland Ports Network, the transportation technology promotion in Mexico. NASCO ensures free and secure trade program FAST to improve security and efficiency. NASCO is to work with Congressional Caucuses promoting Interstate 35, 29, and 94, I-35, I-29, and I-94. NASCO is working with the Congressional Caucus in promoting these interstates, 35, I-35, I-29, and I-94. NASCO facilitates International Trade Corridor Memorandum of Understanding. All this boring information, which is taking your transportation abilities away from you and bringing in slave labor products from other parts of the world when you used to have a manufacturing job but have nothing to do now but watch the television. You can't even pick up a book and read anymore, can you? And you won't pick up a book and read anymore, will you? Our global neighborhood needs to be read. Global Straitjacket needs to be read. The first book by the UN, the second book by Joan Vion. Those two books need to be read. Period. Unless you want to sit back and let Jesus take you up, which won't happen. It's not going to happen. Your belief is your belief. And God bless you for your belief. But the documentation speaks for itself. The mess in place is well engineered. Your sons and daughters and fathers and mothers and boyfriends and girlfriends are dying in the Middle East. Just like they died in Vietnam. Just like they died in Korea. Just like they died during the Second World War. The first UN operation. Just like they died in World War I. All created scenarios to get us into those conflicts, every single one of them. In other words, every war that happened in the 20th century was totally unnecessary until the creation of the Federal Reserve System. Plain and simple. Next week, at 3 p.m. Central Time, Tuesday, 2 hours, Melody Cedarstrom's Discount Gold and Silver Trading Hour. Next Thursday, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m., 2 hours, on WBCQ.com. Pay attention to that, listeners. Starting next Tuesday, 2 hours. Don't forget to listen to Melody on Monday night, and I'll talk to you Tuesday. Good night.